Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to our friends at U Stadium for supporting this podcast. Download U Stadium and talk to all kinds of sports fans, win great prizes, and take part in amazing events. You can also subscribe to the U Stadium YouTube page for exclusive shows like Time Out with U Stadium, The Sports Desk, Play Like a Jet, and many more. That's ustadium.com.
It's time to BS.
Did you know that Rob Van Dam's wife is a porn star?
I don't know that. How did I miss this thing? And what's her name?
A U Stadium podcast.
Wait, what? Wait, what? Repeat that to me? Did you just ruin bacon, egg, and cheese?
No, I did not. I did not.
Repeat the sandwich you just said. For me, please. Have you actually ever ate this?
Yes, I did. It's really good. Yes, I did. It's really good.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's really good, actually.
It's time to BS.
Top story to start the day. A pregnant 19-year-old girl gets busted for crossing the United States border with a quarter pound of fentanyl. A burkooch.
Hey.
John's back.
That's a dangerous puss.
That's a dangerous game.
That puss is dangerous.
Don't Google it, I swear to God. It's real if you were to Google it.
That's a horny 19-year-old. You don't want to stick your dick in everyone.
Jesus.
Dick your dick in that is going to disintegrate and you're going to die with fentanyl all over
your stomach. How do you pull that off? For starters, how do you pull that off? If you were to pull that off.
What? Tell me you haven't shoved things up post before.
No, I can't say
you
I have.
You got your fist up there.
Jesus fuck. John's back after 3 weeks.
You know, you gotta sometimes, you know, you put things up the push.
You just gotta do what you gotta do, right?
So, you know, sometimes the cartel, they, you know, they're kind of like, hey, bitch, put this shit up your pussy.
That's, yeah.
And then they send her across the border. And then she just had to get it out. I don't know, like, how they get it out. Like, that must be a hell of a guy, though.
Yeah. Can't say I have done that. God damn. All right. We are live from the beaches of Long Island, New York, and on the CarCast app. Welcome to episode 134 of Time to BS. Oh, man. Not now, Dave. Not now. But in other news, my friend, there's some shit going on.
Yep. Very busy, man.
Oh, my fucking God. So, once again, I am in pissed off mode. The Seattle Seahawks have decided to side with Pete Carroll over Russell fucking Wilson.
It was time for a rebuild.
I am not surprised. I am not surprised.
It was long-term goals. It had to happen.
You're not paying Russell Wilson $50 million a year to sit on his ass. Or to just expect yourself to win a championship with a guy who's making $50 million a year. You're just not. You're just not going to do it.
Dude, they weren't going to win anything with him.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, after maybe a few days of thinking about it, I've come to conclusion, fuck him.
fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck Russ. I mean, I'm grateful for the 10 years. Grateful
for the time you had.
I'm grateful for the time he's had.
But he wasn't going to do shit the rest of his time in Seattle.
It's not even that. It's the fact...
The rest of his career, Seattle wasn't going nowhere.
If you've... I mean, you don't have a lot of social media, so you can't really say this, but Russell Wilson's been posting, like, workout videos in San Diego for the last 2 years. It's like, great. If you really wanted to win, you wouldn't be doing that. And two, you would be taking some of your salary and putting it towards the team. Look at Tom Brady.
Yeah.
6 Super Bowls just by doing the same
shit. Tom Brady's an exceptional...
Yeah.
Is an exceptional player, yes, but he did do that. And that's what sets him apart from Russell Wilson.
Question from Dave. Is it strange to think that you have probably crossed paths with a serial killer, and they thought, nah, not them?
I thought about that about a couple of kids I went to high school with.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
To be honest with you. I remember we heard about a bomb threat, like, the end of my junior year. I thought it was this one kid, but then it turned out it was a guy I played football with who made a fake bomb threat to get out of his chemistry test he didn't study for.
That sounds like St. Anthony's. It does. That does sound like St. Anthony's.
Yeah. It was a good idea. I wish I thought of it.
So you're back after 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I was busy.
Yeah, we all were.
Yeah, you were busy, I was busy.
You went to see Heat Nets on your birthday.
Dope-ass game.
How was that?
Good game. You see the score of that game?
I saw the Heat won.
Yeah,
it was close.
It was 11-7. It was Durant's first game back in months.
He had like 50 points, right?
Like 30-something, but
Jesus.
Yeah. And then the Heat were without Jimmy Butler, but they had 4 guys score 20 points.
Can you believe this?
Heat culture at its finest.
There are some idiots that are picking... Still picking the Sixers, still picking the Bucks, still picking the Nets to win the East.
I could get behind the Bucks. Meanwhile,
Chicago and the Heat are...
I can get behind the Bucks.
I can get by Milwaukee because they just did it. But
yeah,
the Heat and Chicago are right now have the 2 best records Sixers, in the Eastern Conference.
Sixers, truthfully, are better with Harden, and Harden's not the first option either. Embiid is.
Also, factoid from Dave... depending on where you are, gravity can either keep you safe or kill you.
That's probably true.
This is coming from a guy who never smoked an ounce of weed in his life.
Look, the reality is, like, when we're on the ground, we're safe from gravity, but say you jump off a building, you're dead.
That's true.
You know, as I was saying, like, the thing with the Nets, too, is they have a lot of potential if... Irvin, you know, can play all the games.
If he's not insane.
When he looks good in these away games.
Yeah, he does.
He looks good. Like, he looks into it. This may have been the motivation he needed, man. But I'll tell you what it is. With Ben Simmons, though, paired with Irvin and Durant, all of Ben Simmons' flaws become irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because all he needs to do is play defense.
He can't shoot.
All he needs to do on the Nets, right, is play defense and pass the ball. 2 things that he's incredible at.
Yeah, he can't shoot, though.
And then if he has to, cut inside if Durant and Irvin can't handle the points.
That's
and
true.
He'll be efficient inside.
Yeah. But still, you look at that trade now, and you
I think it was a trade that truthfully helped both teams.
You sure?
Yes. Philly needed somebody who could shoot.
Yeah.
And the Nets need defense badly, man. Like, the Nets need defense bad. Ben Simmons is going to be nothing but a positive contribution to that team.
That's a fair point.
And throwing Seth Curry in there helps, too.
That's a fair point.
Because Seth Curry may not be his brother, but he's a good 3-point shooter.
No, that's a good point.
I say that trade is a wash.
Your Giants are making moves.
About damn time.
About fucking time, all right? With new general manager Joe Shane and head coach Brian Daboll.
Yeah, it's going to take years to clean up the mess, though.
Fuck.
Like, I hope our fan base is patient.
Yeah, but which they're not.
It's a New York team.
It's a New York market.
It's a New York team. Is there such a thing as patience in New York sports?
No. It's not.
Is there a patient New York fan base?
Believe me, I would know. I'm an Islander fan. But I wonder.
Yeah, your fans are probably wanting to blow it up right now.
Oh my fucking god. There are morons on Twitter that say fire Barry Trotz. I didn't tell you this? I didn't tell you this? No, there's some dipshits on social on Twitter and Instagram. They're like, it's time to fire Barry Trotz.
Do these dipshits know what the history of the team?
Barry Trotz is second all-time in games coach and in wins. For a reason.
Because what was going on before Barry Trotz?
Doug Weight.
And how was
Teddy
Doug
Nolan?
Waite?
Jack Capuano?
Yeah, it was dog
Peter
shit.
Peter Laviolette to a degree, but like
Peter Dow Laviolette should not have gone away.
Should not they have gone have fired him. By the Islanders. They,
but should that's beside the point. Fired. My point is, he restored credibility.
He restored respect.
Credibility.
And they're not making the playoffs. I have come to the conclusion that unless if the bottom four teams in the wild card of the Eastern Conference completely collapse.
I feel like they have division and they're in, they put themselves too much of a hole.
No, which might be the best thing to happen to them right now, because you look at their scoring right now. They're scoring like three or four goals a game.
And look, truthfully at this point they should just be playing for, you know, development.
Which they have to at this point. Wallstrom, God develop him.
Yeah, Bellows
has been awesome.
Like, they shouldn't even... If I was Barry Trotz, I wouldn't even bother, mate. Because what's even the point of trying to be a lower seed in a loaded Eastern Conference?
Mean, they play the Rangers well.
But if you don't draw the Rangers...
That's true. You're stuck with Carolina.
Yeah. That's true. You don't want to be a lower
Carolina
seed.
Carolina might be the best team in the East outside of Florida.
I was thinking they draw Carolina, if anything, and you don't want to draw Carolina in the first round.
I mean, the Panthers might be your best bet, but even then...
Carolina scares me more than the Panthers, man.
That's a fair point.
Carolina's, like, scary, scary.
We need to talk more about the Russell Wilson trade.
Good trade.
They didn't get they didn't get three first-round picks. Which was what Washington offered the Seahawks.
They should have taken the Washington deal, but truthfully...
They couldn't have traded to the NFC. Couldn't have traded to the NFC. And realistically, the Broncos might have offered the best package outside of Washington. They might have...
Yeah, so when you look at it from that perspective...
Philly's not going to offer their three first-round
picks. And that's NFC, too.
That's NFC, yeah. The Eagles might have been the second best team. To
There's nothing wrong with the Broncos package.
Nothing, except for Drew Lock.
Yeah, well, he starts.
Except for Drew Lock, if he starts,
it's gonna be
a 2-win season. But
he is pretty bad.
It's bad.
Ask it's Mike so about bad. Drew Lock.
However, Mike has been riding Drew Lock since the day he was drafted. So I don't want to hear it.
Why?
He loved Drew Lock.
Well, I guess it was a first-round pick for his favorite team.
That's a fair point.
Because I know Giant fans who still defend Daniel Jones.
That's true. And Mike, for Mike out there, this is either going to be the best day for the Broncos franchise in a long time, or a complete dumpster fire.
At the minimum, they make the playoffs.
At the minimum, they make the playoffs.
At the minimum, they're making the playoffs.
They're making the playoffs either way, because that's a good
team.
They
have a good offensive line.
That's a really
good team. I like their receivers. I like their running game.
The one thing Fangio did right was build that defense.
Yeah.
The one thing he did right was, like, build that defense to where they needed to be.
Now we just need to see what happens with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, there's a new... Okay. There's some Packer fans. Choose your pass rusher. The following. Rashawn Gary. Clay Matthews. Matt Kapanen. Remember him?
Yeah.
From the 07 team?
Yeah. That was a good pass rusher.
There are some idiots that pick Clay Matthews over Reggie White. Reggie White, who was... probably the second best defensive player or the best defensive player in the history of the NFL. 198.5 sacks. Second all-time, by the way.
I would never put Clay Matthews over Reggie White.
Who the fuck?
Casual fans.
Casual? Oh, my God. NFL history. I mean, there is a reason. How many Defensive Player of the Year awards did Reggie White win? Two?
Something like
that. I think he won two. I'm not sure. One of us needs to Google that eventually.
He was dominant.
unbelievable.
Dominant.
There was something like he had played 121 games in Philadelphia, had 124 sacks. That's ridiculous. That's like a sack a game. Did you see Khalil Mack got traded again?
Yeah.
To the Chargers.
I like it.
I love it.
Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa.
However, two players make it $22 million a year.
Yeah.
Plus.
But my point is, you have Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. The Chargers are now going to be.
Watch the Chargers still win 9 games. Because it's the Chargers.
They're cursed. They're cursed. Justin Herbert's going to have the career Philip Rivers all over again.
Probably. He might. Who knows? I certainly don't know.
I hope he doesn't, because he's a damn good player.
He's oh my God.
Phenomenal.
Best. Jesus. What else happened? Carson Wentz got traded. The Colts had 1 year of Carson Wentz. They said, nah, fuck you.
I have a feeling that he's not going to fare any better with Washington.
Nope.
Have you noticed that the Eagles said, fuck you? The Colts said, fuck you?
It's either a Carson Wentz issue, or it's just the Colts really got sick of him.
I feel like, though, did you see all the stuff at the end of his time with the Eagles? Like, all the issues he had with teammates, like... coaches, everyone.
Jesus.
I have a feeling that it's a Carson Wentz issue because shit happened with Philly where they seemed like they wanted to be completely rid of him. And then it happened with Indianapolis. They wanted to be rid of him. Yeah. So that's two teams. Kind of like how Antonio Brown, when it was like just the Steelers, you could be like, oh, okay. But then when it was the Raiders, too, you're like,
oh, fuck.
Okay, he's doing it again.
And then with Tampa, with New England.
Or, yeah, then New England, and you're like, okay.
There are people actually defending this guy, Antonio Brown. There are people actually defending him.
Truthfully, I give everyone one chance. And then you have one fuck-up, right? And then you go, you do your thing. Because if you fuck-up twice, you're most likely going to do it a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. There's only so much you can...
That's true.
And, like, it gets proven time and time again with some of these
guys. Can I say this, though? You remember how we were recording this through my computer?
Yeah.
You know how infuriating that was?
It was terrible.
So it took me to get an SD card for this shit to work properly.
And now
I recorded one episode with the SD card in there.
And how'd it go?
Unfucking believable.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
That
and
good.
I synced it from this thing to the computer and it took 30 seconds.
Wow.
What the fuck? What the absolute fuck? We got the Rodecaster Pro.
I think that one day where like me and you were trying to really fuck with it, we were just overthinking it.
We were just over... Oh my fucking shit. It was terrible.
You know, we're not technical experts.
We're not technical geniuses at all, by the way. Just to be clear with that.
Yeah.
We're really not.
We're not.
We're... Deshaun Watson will not face charges after 10 women filed complaints accusing him of sexual assault.
Hey, all he wanted was the rub into Zug.
All he wanted was a casual handy.
He wanted the handy.
What's wrong with that?
You know, sometimes, like, you go and you...
Listen, okay.
Look, you go to a spa, so you think you're going to get the handy. You think you're going to flip over, you're going to, like, you know, your dick's going to be up and out, and you're going to get the handy from, you know, some Asian broad.
I can say this, because we're both men.
Yeah.
Ladies, our female listeners, and you know you're out there, it's not like you go to a male strip club, and... You say to yourself, God, I really want that guy to just fuck the shit out of me. Is that not the same shit?
No. It's the same shit.
It's the same shit!
It's, you know...
Speaking of male strip clubs, when I went to Vegas the first time, there was a Magic Mike performance going on. And I quote, the name of the performance was called... Rolling Thunder. I'm not making this up. That's unbelievable. I mean, then again, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I still need to get out there, man.
You haven't been to Vegas yet?
No.
I'm not taking you to Vegas. You and I both know that is a terrible idea.
Hey,
for you.
I think this summer me and you should do a little boys trip to Atlantic City.
Oh God, I got
you with it.
I got my friends want me to go to Hawaii this October. Like, I don't fucking know if I can go to Hawaii.
Truthfully, you know what else I want to do?
What?
Kind of. I want to go to, like, some, like, you know, small, like, you know, little, like, crazy country.
Yeah.
Like, one of those, like, third world places. Live like a king with my U.S. dollars.
Saudi Arabia. Then again, that won't work because the Saudis have oil money.
Yeah, no, I was thinking somewhere, like, yeah, we got to think.
Kuwait.
They have oil money, too.
They do? Oh, that's right. They're part of South. They're part
but
of
hey,
the,
you know, though, I always wanted to know.
Afghani government.
You know, though, I always wanted to know what was, like, on the other side of those, like.
What's like in the other side of the world?
Yeah, like, what's on the other side of the world?
I'm gonna clip this, watch. Because what I want to do for YouTube is I want to take, like, individual clips from each episode and just post it to YouTube
nice.
And see where it goes.
Yeah, like, you know, what's on the other side
we
of the
can't,
world?
Because we can't really post full episodes to YouTube anymore. We just can't.
Yeah, I think.
Because they're a pain in the ass to edit.
Yeah, and they have to be edited because I'm
to be edited,
way
right?
too.
It's not even that, it's the fact that
I'm
it
way
takes so
too offensive.
Long. It takes so long to upload. Meanwhile, I could just clip it from my phone.
Easy.
Record it with the Airwave, record a 5-minute clip, and then post it to YouTube within 30 seconds.
Boom.
Done. Done.
Boom.
I did it with BS Sessions with 69 Whiskey. By the way, that's an episode you should take a listen to. Our BS Sessions episode with 69 Whiskey podcast. Holy fuck, it's funny. Holy fuck. That was hysterical. Speaking of, some new plans we're going to do. With time to BS sessions, we're gonna have more and more guests on for the future, for future episodes,
nice.
And that's when the headphones do come back into play. When we do decide to do it, Kim the Alice Girl is gonna come on with us in the future. Mike's coming on again. We got a bunch of people that we're gonna try and get back on with guests that will keep rolling out, and eventually. BS sessions might be no more. Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought I would saw it all merging into one entity at some
that's
point.
That's the plan.
That's what I always saw happening.
That's the plan. I mean, that's what I would like to do. But hey, who knows? Did you see Robert Pattinson's Batman?
Not yet.
You didn't see it yet? I didn't.
Not yet.
Apparently, people think it's better than the Dark Knight trilogy.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I'll believe it when I fucking see it, because...
Because I think a lot of it right now, too, is the initial hype.
Then again, people are their own... Because
it's a new Batman movie for the first time in forever.
It's like,
so you... I understand it completely.
I completely get it.
But calling something better than the Dark Knight, I feel like you have to give it time before you say
Can
that.
Can we just say the Dark Knight trilogy might be the single best threesome of DC movies ever?
I'd say so.
Ever. Like...
Oh, Dark Knight Rises is probably the best superhero
movie
ever.
No one's topping the Dark Knight.
No.
Nobody. And people say, oh my god, this is the best superhero movie of all time. Fucking
no.
Dark Knight would like an argument there. People are saying Avengers Infinity War is the best
superhero
movie.
No way you could say that.
No one's beating Dark Knight.
You can't compare the two.
You can't!
One was just, like, you know, a bunch of special effects thrown together to, like, look good in the theater, and the other was a film.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker. And a fiend. Like, Heath Ledger.
Yeah, that...
Holy shit!
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, that's a film. Like, the
That's a film!
To me, the Avengers movies, like,
just special effects.
It was just effects. It was all about looking good in the theater.
Like, you remember 2012. You remember that
yeah.
movie, right? It's a green screen. Whole
yeah.
movie was a green screen.
Whole movie.
Whole movie was a fucking green screen.
Yeah, blatant. Like, one of the most blatant uses of it.
Can I also, like, if you look at where filmmaking has gone over the last, fuck it, 15 years or so. James Bond movies. The James Bond films.
The standards of directors.
The James
have
Bond hurt. Films were fucking awesome. They still are. Like, I haven't seen Die Another Day. I haven't seen the newest one.
I just feel like the filmmakers themselves are the issue nowadays.
It is, because people are like Suicide Squad. There's another one. Suicide Squad with Jared Leto is the Joker.
Oh, that was not.
That was awful.
Terrible movie.
It was awful.
It was like just the most
And there are people that are saying Suicide Squad is such a good movie. Name one thing about that movie that's good other than Harley Quinn and Joker. I will wait.
There was nothing really good.
Like, you want to make that argument and say, it's so good, it's not. It's not. I watched that movie and I fucking want to puke.
Special effects aren't what make a movie good.
No. No. I mean, to a degree, Star Wars, but that's Star Wars. That's different.
And that's what kind of pioneered a lot, like the effects, you see.
Jurassic Park? Need I say more? Oh yeah, there were dinosaur movies before Jurassic World. Yeah. Jurassic fucking Park.
Yeah.
Who would have thought in the early 90s, animatronics were that fucking good back then?
I think the difference is, too, now, I think the technology and filmmaking and stuff has gotten so advanced now that a lot of the filmmakers use it as a crutch.
Yeah.
Well, in, like, the 90s, the 80s.
It's a cheap route.
Even the earlier 2000s, they had to work a lot harder to make a movie.
Can I also say, when I was down in Virginia for a week, I found the two Kingsman movies, the first two movies from the Kingsman trilogy, and I found the Hobbit trilogy. $10 each.
No.
Can't beat it. Five movies, $20.
There
done.
You go.
It's awesome.
You know, I have like every streaming service known to man in my house.
I mean, I can't say shit because I have DVDs all over the fucking place. Yeah. Because look at my fucking. Look at Star Wars is over there. Lord of the Rings is there too.
And, you know, you got
Halo's over there actually. So is Star Wars. Lord of the Rings is there somewhere. And you got the Dark Knight trilogy over there.
Yeah, like since I've been in college, like I kind of had went very digital. Like
you can appreciate the old films, though.
I do.
You really appreciate the old shit. Like it's the same. It's the same thing with gaming. You really appreciate the old shit.
I really appreciate it, but I will admit I am spoiled with like the 4K TV.
Yeah,
who is it? The Series X, like you know, the clarity, like how like smooth everything is.
Yeah.
Like, you get spoiled by the conveniences of a lot of it.
That's a fair point. I mean, you can, but at the same time, you
like,
can
there
look
are things. I think, you know, you have to appreciate the stuff that was in the past for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to always look back to it. It doesn't go, like, just because something's old, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore.
Correct. Like, Halo. Perfect example. Halo.
Look,
like,
people
you
are,
and I fuck. You and I still fuck with Infinite and the Master Chief Collection.
You could literally, like Halo, jump on and play a game of Combat Evolved if you wanted to.
Yeah, is that good? It's awesome.
I know, because I played King of the Hill Combat Evolved like 3 weeks ago.
Back in the day, Halo Reach. Back in the day, I also figured out the armor combination.
Yeah, you found the menu.
I found out.
They kind of hide it.
They hide it. Yeah, they really hide it.
But then once you figure it out,
it's like, oh my god!
And then I don't know how I got all those points to even begin with to like unlock
firefight.
Everything.
It's firefight. I figured it out. It's firefight.
But that's how you got all those points.
I
feel like just playing the game unlocks stuff.
Just playing the game and unlock shit. That's it.
I feel like that's every game. That's pretty much every game, man. You play.
I'm disappointed myself, by the way. Speaking of gaming. I got Vice City and San Andreas sitting right
classics.
There. And I haven't touched them.
They're classics.
I am so pissed at myself. I haven't touched them. I'm pissed.
San Andreas especially.
San Andreas is probably the best GTA game of all time. Or is it Vice City?
I'd say San Andreas
would
be probably the best. But I would say my personal favorite is 4.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because it's the one I grew up on.
That's a fair point.
Maybe that's like what it is everyone's like personal favorite GTA is the one they grew up on. The one, you know, because that's the one they have the most memories of running over hookers in.
There's an Islander game tonight? No, there isn't. They just played last night.
Yeah, it's all like the college basketball tournaments tonight.
People are saying, is Josh Bailey's back? dude making $5 million a year to pass at the worst fucking time. I don't know if he's back. He's not all-star level again. He's not. Big 12 title. Kansas leading over Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech even being there is an upset.
Yeah,
they really fucked up my weekend.
That's true.
They fucked up my weekend betting-wise.
Of course they did.
You know what's bullshit? I can't bet on the Big East and ACC because they're in New York. And you can't bet on college sporting events in New York.
Are you shitting me?
It's a law that was from the 1950s.
That's dumb.
It's a law from the 1950s because apparently the mafia rigged the St. John's basketball game in the 1950s.
That's a fair point. That's a good observation.
But we're past that era.
Past the 50s.
Like, it's not... We don't have, like, the mafia rigging pro sports now.
Yeah.
We have FanDuel running gambling now. Oh my God. We have a corporation.
We have your ass running gambling.
We have corporations.
That's... Yeah.
I'm just a degenerate gambler.
Yeah, you are. You are. I have...
The Barclays Center is like a racetrack for me now.
You're such a bad
I'm a Thunder fan. I've been going to Nets games just to bet on them.
You'll just be like, what's up? I'm in enemy territory. What's up, bitches?
Explain to me why I went to a Nets Heat game.
Speaking of bullshit, or speaking of good things, actually, La Terrain has us covered, and you can go cover them as well. Use the promo code TIME2BS at LaTerrain.com. For a free compass with the purchase of any select timepiece. Good fucking deal if I do say so myself. LaTerrain.com.
It's time to BS.
Alright, so speaking of nonsense, do you have any weird college stories for us? The grin that you just gave.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, what's your wildest story? What's one of your wildest stories you could tell us from your days in Oklahoma?
Depends, like, how,
because... How far back are we going?
Freshman year, so, like, before or after I got initiated.
How'd you get initiated? If you don't mind me asking. Now, Holly!
That's usually fuck KA. So I could talk about, and I'll explain. For everyone who doesn't, like, know if what fraternity life is, you have to rush the frat first, and then if they like you, they give you a bid. And then you have to sign the bid to join. So, like, once I signed the bid after I rushed the house, I joined the house. Not a house you should join if you're trying to do anything good for yourself. I joined the house that did a lot of drugs. And while pledgeship came, like, I was enjoying it. I was kind of hoping I would get hazed more, though. I was kind of disappointed that I only got paddled on Big Brother night.
I feel like one of the initiations that you would receive in Oklahoma would be getting fucked in the ass.
No.
Really?
My fraternity...
I just feel like that'd be the kind of thing that Oklahoma would do. Sorry, Mike. No offense.
Some of the things I know happened at other houses on campus include Brandon.
Oh, no.
I did not get branded.
What's
Elephant Walk. I did not...
What the fuck is Elephant Walk?
I did not join the house that I heard something from my roommate who had family or friends who went to OU that Fiji does the Elephant Walk, so I did not join Fiji because I did not want to do the Elephant Walk.
Jesus.
But you figured out what it is?
I do not know what it is.
So, what's the one part of, a fraternity, man, that would be similar to an elephant trunk?
Fuck.
You have to walk around holding each other's dicks.
Jesus, fuck.
My house? This was not initiation, but this was something we had to do. There was a hole in the wall. They asked us, "Do you love this house?"
God.
So I showed them I love the house.
Good God, man. Take a weird turn real quick. Alright.
I love baseball. The house.
We have baseball. Oh my God, you love that house. Alright, we have baseball. Jesus, fuck, man. We should do this every week where you just tell a random story from your
fraternity. Remember, just keep in mind, my fraternity was shut down while I was a member.
That's true.
And yeah. It was shut down for, according to the news, mysterious reasons. They're actually reopening right now.
Really?
Trying to.
God.
I'm not donating shit to them.
No. No, you're not.
It's the same bastard housing corp chair that, you know, let the university pretty much, like, raid us last time. That guy's gonna fuck over a whole new group of college kids. We're probably never gonna be as big as we used to be, honestly, just because of the scandal.
No, I don't blame you.
Waterboarding kids is bad.
No shit!
Do you know why that happened?
What the fuck?
We were having a plague hunt.
Waterboarding kids is bad.
That's how. You know that's why we got shut down, right?
Why?
We waterboarded the kid. God. For like 3 or 4.
Jesus fuck.
We had a pledge hunt. We couldn't find all of them.
Jesus.
So, you know how you find people?
Oh.
We realized that the US government came up with the greatest way ever to find people. It worked.
Jesus.
It worked too well, apparently.
Oh my god. Alright, I didn't do it. Hold on, where is it? Lioness NXT. I want you to look up someone on Google Images.
Who?
Nikita Lyons.
Nikita Lyons?
NXT. And Google Images. You will thank me. The first two pictures, the first three pictures you will see.
Hey.
Yeah!
Ass.
Her Instagram is fucking phenomenal. She's just like fucking hot.
And she can go, there's baby this one picture girl, where she, baby girl, I want to bend you over and fuck you.
There's a picture of her. She's like chewing on nunchucks. That is awesome. But you remember wrestling back in the early 2000s with like Trish Stratus? By the way, Hall of Famer Trish Stratus, and for a good fucking reason. Jesus fuck. She would fit right in.
We got some. Hey, I always love seeing some ass action.
Oh my god, but she's phenomenal. But, Major League Baseball and the Players Association have agreed to a 5-year CBA deal.
Thank God.
Thank fuck. The second I found out that they were willing to cancel the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson Day, I was going to have a fit.
It's ridiculous.
Over money! Over fucking money!
All these sport lockouts really is a bunch of rich bastards arguing with each other over what's really a minuscule amount of money.
Gary Bettman.
Oh, he's the king of it.
What?
He's the king of it.
Yeah, no shit. He fucked over 2 seasons.
Three.
Three? What was the 94,
95, 04, 05, and 12, 13.
Yeah.
3 seasons. One of them completely fucked up.
Canceled.
The other two, you know, partial seasons.
Partial delay.
Like 40-game seasons.
Yeah. That's a good point. So apparently, gambling on your own team is worse of a punishment in the NFL.
You didn't even play in the games.
Than domestic violence. To put in perspective, I sent you this...
But you know what the worst punishment of all in the NFL
What's
is?
Up?
Smoking weed.
Josh fucking Gordon. So
he got done dirty.
Yeah, he got fucked over. He got fucked over pretty bad. So let me get this straight here. Ray Rice brutally assaults his fiance. 2 games. Andrew Pearson. Child abuse. 6 games.
Beat his son's balls.
It gets even better. Ezekiel Elliott brutally hits a woman. Technically 10 games, but...
He tried to kill her.
6 games. Yeah, it's true.
It looked like he was trying to kill her.
Hey, Mike. What's up? Calvin Ridley. 17 games for using FanDuel.
He didn't even play.
Greg Hardy. Brutally assaults his girlfriend. 10 games reduced to 4.
His ass played that season.
Henry Ruggs was never suspended for killing a woman, and Dante Stallworth only got a season for vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Henry Ruggs, it looks like, is going to prison.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs is going to prison. But
yeah, like, it doesn't look good for him. He's catching way more than a suspension.
Kareem Hunt, 8 games for domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Unfucking believable, man.
He wasn't even playing in the games. Remember that.
He wasn't playing.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Hey, Mike, thanks for tuning in, bro.
My guy wasn't even playing.
He wasn't even playing in the games! And gets suspended. Meanwhile, Josh Gordon gets suspended for the equivalent of 6 years. For yep. smoking weed.
Yep.
This is where we've become in this league. This is where we've come to.
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed
can
is worse.
End your career.
Smoking weed can end your career, but domestic violence, now you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Smoking weed can pretty much destroy your career. Josh Gordon could have had a hell of a career.
Josh Gordon could statistically be a top 5 receiver of all time.
Remember how good he was his rookie year?
Oh my god.
How much promise he had? That's what makes me so mad.
So let me get this.
So we hurt a great talent just because he smoked weed, but then we'll allow Tyreek Hill to beat the living shit out
Thank
of him.
Thank you! Thank you! Tyreek Hill never got even a fine or a suspension.
Josh Gordon got ostracized.
From the league. Josh Gordon gets ostracized from the league and the Hall of Fame.
And you're telling me Josh Gordon couldn't have been a marketable player.
Tyreek Hill.
Josh Gordon was fucking fired.
Tyreek Hill. Josh Gordon for 2 years
was fucking fire.
Was unbelievable.
He was full of potential. And
he
was
led
so young.
The league in receiving in 12 games.
And he was just getting started.
Back to back 200 yards.
He was
games.
Only just getting started.
Yes!
You killed a young star's career.
Oh.
Over weed.
I could keep going, but Tyreek.
That's
Tyreek
the any of them.
If you want to look further than the NFL's. Then the NFL's ruling on domestic violence, look no further than Tyreek Hill. That's all I'll say.
You want us to look at the NFL being bullshit or why fuck the NFL? Josh Gordon.
And Josh. Look at two guys, Josh Gordon and Tyreek Hill for the NFL's for the NFL's discipline.
And then decide for yourself
That's
who's
it.
Probably the bigger menace
That's
to
it.
Society.
That's all you need.
One of them is an actual menace to society. The other's a pothead.
And people think that Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Ryan. No, you're out there, bro.
Josh Gordon has career robbed.
Oh, Jesus. Did you see that Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa released a new song?
No, I might need to watch the video. I always love seeing some ass.
They released a music video?
Did they?
Did they?
They. I hope they do.
Google it, quick.
I hope. Wait, what was this song
Google
called?
It, Sweetest Pie.
Yeah, if they were.
YouTube, I swear to God.
I hope they did. I love
really
ass.
I hope they did. Nothing's gonna beat wet ass pussy though.
Hey, video one day ago.
Mute it quick. Before we get banned.
Okay, I'm gonna see this shit though.
Are you shitting me? Wait, bring it to me. Bring it, bro. Bring it over here. Holy shit.
Okay.
What the fuck? We're muting this thing.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
watching
muted.
This live. We're watching this live on CarCast.
Should I skip this for some ass?
I don't know.
We don't have the music on, so
what
I need to
I love how they're protecting their shoes with plastic bags.
I may need to watch this shit stolen.
What the hell?
This might
Are
be
you
a
not
trip.
Okay, off to a great start.
Titties!
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Love the cleavage.
Of course. Megan Thee Stallion, of course she does.
Yeah, it looks like she really sucks into
Jesus Christ. Welcome to music in 2022, ladies and gentlemen, where apparently you can get a Grammy for just shaking your tits.
Hey, I think that's a well-deserved Grammy.
Amen.
Hey, look at that!
What the
shit? This is a stripper clothes! Now we just need to get the pole out!
Is that Michael B. Jordan? Is that Michael B. Jordan?
Don't tell.
What the fuck? This is music today. Holy shit.
This
is blowing you away, by the way. Keep in mind, you're also partially high as a kite, so. What the hell?
Hey, I've always been a fan of female rappers for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Good God. This is music today. This is music today. Unbelievable. My 20 years of music life slowly being ripped away. Mock drafts are coming out. The NFL,
you know, the issue is titties make too much money.
Yeah.
Sex equals ratings.
Yeah, this is true.
Sex equals sales.
You can grow an ass, but you can't grow tits. This is true. You can't.
That's why, personally, we want to grow a podcast. You know what we need to do? Get some lesbians on here.
I know the perfect people.
Will they be blatantly lesbianic on the air?
Mike, if you're listening, contact the smut ladies.
Will they be lesbianic on the air?
One of them, I believe, is bisexual or lesbian, but the Canadian, that's what, so they're...
Will they be openly lesbianic on the air?
I don't know, but they're in Canada, so I don't know. We might have to pull this off.
Lesbians equals ratings.
This is, yeah, it's a fair point. Mike is on it. Mike is the man. Oh my God.
There we go.
Okay, so, oh, this is great.
This is why we probably need to do clips
this
for YouTube.
This is why we need to do this shit. This is why we need to do this shit more and more. Nicolas Cage is starring in a movie about Nicolas Cage called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. I swear to God, Nicolas Cage is playing Nicolas Cage.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. If it happens, I'll have you guys join me as well. We'll keep you posted. Thanks, bro.
This could be a classic.
Thanks, bro.
We might make a classic.
Oh my God, it'd be phenomenal.
We might make a classic.
Unbelievable. That'd be fucking phenomenal. Oh, Jesus. How can the Seahawks rebuild?
Take their sweet ass time.
Just take their fucking time.
Take any shortcuts.
Don't take any shortcuts.
And whatever.
Just take your sweet ass time.
Yeah. Don't do anything that's gonna have, you know, consequences in the long term.
That's true.
Just, and whatever you do, just do not fuck it up.
No, you can't. Like, don't start Drew Luck. I mean, you could.
You could if you want to tank.
If you want the first overall pick, go be my guest.
Hey, if you want the first over, because look, Drew Lock was a turnover machine behind a good offensive line.
Who is the top quarterback prospect next year? Is it Bryce Young?
It might be.
Let me Google this, Mike. You're the college guy. Who's the top quarterback prospect of 2023? Is it Bryce Young?
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
It's Bryce Young. It's gotta be. Yeah, it's Bryce Young. I think it is. Mike agrees. I like this. I like
this. Yeah, if you're lucky, you're gonna end up getting like CJ Stroud or something.
Knowing me,
you're gonna get CJ Stroud. Getting CJ Stroud.
You're gonna get the first overall pick next year and
CJ Stroud.
And take a center with the first overall pick. No. Not even a quarterback, take a center.
Oh, I got one better for you.
What?
Defensive tackle.
Knowing them, they would fucking do that. Knowing them, they would absolutely do that.
Or right guard.
Message has been sent to the smut ladies.
Right guard. Right guard.
Righteous fucking Christ.
They'll take they'll be like, or watch them take like a kicker in the first round.
I want you to find them on the podcast app. This just type in smut. You will thank me. These two are hilarious. These two are fucking great. And they're even better on Twitter.
See, I think we're just as much comedy as we are sports now.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And it just became that way.
Which is awesome. We need a third microphone and a third guy. That'd be awesome. I might know someone that could get involved with this. Jeff Hardy's in AEW. You remember the Hardy Boys from back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy just debuted in AEW. Jeff Hardy just debuted in AEW. This is awesome.
No, I don't even watch wrestling anymore, but I hope AEW does good.
They will. They'll be fine.
Just because fuck what WWE became.
Yeah. Hell, they took Pete Dunne, who's one of the greatest United Kingdom champions ever. What's up, babe? Oh my god. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. But what else is going on here? March Madness is coming up.
Hell yeah, we already have conference tournament week going on.
Hell yeah.
Going strong.
Hell yeah.
Some solid betting. You know, right now we have.
I have a keeper. I have a keeper.
Nice.
I have a keeper.
Good.
She's a keeper. Thank fucking God.
The question is now, how long till I throw you a bachelor party you'll never forget?
Oh, I don't know, 3 years?
You know I'm going to throw... Yeah, you know you, I'm going to be the guy who has to throw you, huh?
3 years? Of course you will, man. Of course you fucking will.
You know what you know what I've been thinking about, man? Getting a boat.
With what? Oh, that's true. It's just shit. I just asked myself that question with what money, and then I remember you're a degenerate gambler.
If I win big.
If you win big, we're getting a boat. You're getting a boat.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, man.
Not we, you are.
Because, look, man, living
called
on a boat.
The love boat.
Live on a boat, man. Let's go port to port.
Can I just. Okay, so one of my neighbors back in Blue Point, back with. This was after Sandy hit. He took all the insurance money and bought a boat and is living on the boat. He sold the house. He took the insurance money from the house. And built like a fortress around the boat. Like, fortress of solitude around the boat.
Jesus.
I'm not making. And he's got like. He's got trucks, he's got cars. But he doesn't live in the house, he lives on the boat. Doesn't pay taxes.
Genius.
Smart motherfucker.
Genius. See, I was thinking just, you know, sailing into the ocean to sleep every night so I wouldn't count as a U.S. citizen.
That's, yeah, fair point.
And just be a boatman.
Mike
a seaman. I'd be a seaman.
Mike just asked us this question.
Seaman.
Do you think Saquon Barkley will be traded by the Giants?
I hope so.
He won't. There's no way. Who's going to take him? Who's going to take him, realistically? Who's going to take him?
See, I really don't know how what value he has.
Watch the Jaguars are going to take him.
I don't know what value he has, but I think he could do good on the right team.
He's got... Oh, my God.
He's got the talent. He has no offensive line. There's no run blocking whatsoever on the Giants.
And Nate Solder is your right tackle.
Nate Solder should not be in the NFL.
He's a three-time champion with the Patriots. Two-time champion with the Patriots.
But now.
He was awesome with New England.
He should have retired in like 2019, 2020-ish.
When he first signed with the Giants?
Yes! When he first signed with the Giants, it was around the time he should have retired.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
That's the issue. It's not that he is not a great right tackle once, but you can't tell me Nate Solder now is the same Nate Solder that was on the Patriots.
Yeah, good point. Bobby Wagner was also released. By the Seahawks.
You know, he too. He had his time.
He had to.
He had his time, but what was he really bringing to the team now?
I'm just curious to see how you managed to shove up... Earlier in the podcast, Mike, you weren't listening, but a pregnant 19-year-old girl gets busted for crossing the United States border with a quarter pound of fentanyl up her coochie. Google it. Look on the article. Swear to God, that's real. How do you pull that off? How do you manage to do that?
I'm going to show you exactly what she used to make that pussy wider to pull it off.
Would you put Denver on your Super Bowl list? Jesus fucking Christ.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Would you put Denver on your Super Bowl list? No. Not yet. Too early to tell, Mike. It's too early to tell.
Ready?
I know you love your Broncos, but it's
I'll
too early
tell
to tell.
You right now if I will, if I see what this payout will be.
Can you, if you, how big is the payout?
I'm going to tell
Super
you.
Super Bowl favorites. What do we got?
Let's bet on the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna bet on the Super Bowl.
Watch it be Broncos and Seahawks. That'd be funny. That'd be hilarious.
Super Bowl outright betting Broncos. If I put in a $50 bet on the Broncos, I'd win $650. Yeah, if I put
that's it. That can't be right.
Yeah, for the Broncos. They're at plus 13. They have the, look at their odds.
That can't be right.
These are the odds right now. The Broncos are like right behind.
Buffalo should be the favorite right now.
They have higher odds than the Cowboys.
The Broncos have higher odds than the Cowboys. What a pathetic Cowboys.
They have the same odds as the 49ers. They have the same odds as the 49ers. How do the Broncos have higher odds than the Bengals?
Who just won the AFC?
The Ravens what? Have higher odds than the Bengals, the Chargers.
Oh my god.
Fucking Vegas.
Fucking Vegas. And here's my
coming. You know what? There's the betters
and here's Vegas. My coming in with In Russ We Trust. Suck it, Joe.
What? Oh my god, they never put the Washington Commanders logo on, so it's just a blank that. That's so bad.
Where is the Super Bowl this year? It's in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
It's in Dallas.
So should I bet on the Cowboys?
No, God, no.
No!
No, God,
no!
No, 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 don't do that.
The Bucks won it in Tampa.
I love how
Mike has
had
won it in L.A.
I love how Mike has had Russell Wilson for 3 fucking days, and he's like, In Russ We Trust. You're welcome.
Hey, if I put a
you're fucking welcome, man, Mike.
Between you and me, $50 bet on the Giants for the Super Bowl. Guess how much you get? $4,000.
I feel like you should do that.
But the chance of that happening, man.
I mean, for shits and it's in Arizona.
And you also the Seahawks have the same odds as the Giants
from
right
Super
now.
Bowl, from my
look at where the Seahawks are odds wise. You're with the Giants. And then the Jaguars, the Texans have the worst. It unless you have to put $50 on the Texans, you get $9,000.
Imagine someone's
Deshaun Watson comes back, stays with Houston, and
wins a Super Bowl. $9,000.
He gets a lot of happy endings after.
By the way, I got this. The Super Bowl is not in Dallas this year; it's in Arizona.
Yeah, but look, man. If there's anyone in this world who deserves a happy ending, it's Deshaun Watson.
Retires on the spot.
He deserves a
wins the Super Bowl, retires on the spot. Look, ultimate happy ending.
He needs a happy ending.
That's funny.
That's somebody who is out for a happy ending.
Oh my god. We didn't even get to the whole Seahawks discussion, but holy shit, that was funny. Wow.
That's I a good you, one.
Legion of Boom era with Russell. Legion of Boom era Seahawks football has come to an end.
When people think of Seahawks football, they're going to think of Legion of Boom.
1 yard line. They'll think of Malcolm. They'll think of the defense, and they'll think of Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, you see, I'll never forget them kicking the shit out of Denver in that Super Bowl.
Michael will never forget how I picked the Broncos to win that game. I went against my team.
And see, I picked the Seattle because I thought the defense was. Because
you're a Giant fan, you witnessed it twice.
I thought defense wins championships.
Yeah, that's true. I was so wrong.
I picked Seattle.
I was so wrong.
I saw that coming. I think because I was a Giant fan, I saw it coming.
What are your thoughts on this era of Seahawks football coming to an end? It had to happen.
Had to eventually. And look, when people think of Seattle Seahawks, they're going to think of that era.
I will say this, though, before we do end the show, because we're approaching in an hour. This team had 10 years of greatness. 6 Hall of Famers. Guaranteed. 6 Hall of Famers. The Legion of Boom alone is 3.
You gotta be happy
The
for
Legion
it.
Of Boom alone is 4, actually, to include Bobby Wagner.
To be honest with you, man, you're gonna look back on these years as a great time.
There's a big reason why I'm getting the Seahawk tattoo on my bicep.
These years.
There's a big reason because of the last 15 years of being a fan. Not just, like, Super Bowl 40, which they should have won.
Horrible game.
But, yeah, I honestly didn't think Russ would be gone before Pete Carroll. I didn't think of that.
Honestly, I thought they'd both be gone at the same time.
I thought they would be too. But I will always say Kansas just won the Big 12 title. But I will say this, though. I'm grateful. I'm forever grateful for 10 years of greatness. Forever grateful. But dear God, was he becoming a head case.
You know, sometimes the good ones are a little crazy, man.
Yeah, that's true. It's a fair point.
You know, but sometimes the good ones are nuts.
That's a fair point.
And he...
he was great. Hall of Famer, for sure. I mean, just look at the talent that they've had since 2010 alone.
Yeah, they've been so good.
They've been unbelievable with building talent.
They really have.
They've been unreal with talent building over the last 12 years. And they got one championship to show of it.
Yep.
12 years, one championship. That is what I will always be pissed off about. This team has had gobs and gobs of talent.
A Super Bowl is a damn hard trophy to win.
They have had gobs and gobs of talent over 12 years and have one title to show for it. Granted, it's the Super Bowl. It's very difficult to win. And you've had a loaded NFC since then.
You've got a damn watchable football team for 12 fucking years. You've
been
able to watch games without being pissed off most of the time. Completely.
Yeah.
If I'm pissed off at you, it was because you were pissed off. You know why? Because the games actually mattered.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was...
Do you know what the saddest thing about the last, like, 5 years of being a Giants fan have been?
I was right, though. I was right about this year? Whole time. About this whole time. I was right. I was fucking right. But go on.
You know what was the most so bad about being, like, a Giants fan the last 5 years?
What's up?
I don't even get pissed when they suck anymore.
It's true. It's just like, eh.
You know why I don't get pissed when they suck anymore?
Why?
Can then be an angry motherfucker every week for like 3-4 months a year.
That's a fair point. I mean, you could be a Jet fan.
Sorry,
Will.
I hate to say it, but truthfully, the Giants and Jets are kind of on equal footing right now. As of right now. And it's not
the Jets have promise. For once. That's a lie. I don't know if they do.
Look, do you know how many times I've heard that statement get said over the years?
Russ, 15 years.
Every couple years you hear about the promise.
The entirety of U Stadium alone is like, the Jets have promise. I'm telling you, Nick and Frankie, if you're listening, you guys are guilty for
it's
this.
A cycle. The Jets are a cycle.
It's a fucking cycle. Alright.
And anyone who says they're not does not live in New York.
Exactly. That'll do it for us. Thank you guys for tuning in on the CarCast app. Thank you for tuning in. For those listening on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast, that'll do for us for episode 134 of Time to BS. Thanks to our friends at U Stadium and Lotterheim for supporting this podcast, CarCast as well. Shit. Stomach decided to give out now. All right. Once again, thanks for tuning in. John, welcome back. I am Stan Smooth, signing off.
Hell yeah.